to tehdy. Shenbatasha dhyanityam.
Shenbatasha dhyanityam.
Vrinatascha shachestitam.
Vrinatascha shachestitam.
Kalina nati dirghena.
Kalina nati dirghena.
Bhagavan vishatevidi.
Bhagavan vishatevidi.
Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifested in their hearts within a short time. Purport. Cheap devotees or materialistic devotees of the Lord are very much desirous to see the Lord personally without meeting the requisite qualifications. Such third-grade devotees should know well that material attachment and seeing the Lord face to face cannot go together. It is not such a mechanical process that the professional Bhagavatam reciters can do the job on behalf of the third-grade materialistic pseudo-devotee. The professional men are useless in this connection because they are neither self-realized nor interested in the liberation of the audience. They are simply interested in maintaining the material establishment of family attachment and earning some material benefits out of the profession. Maharaj Parikshit had no more than 7 days to live. Maharaj Parikshit had no more than 7 days to live, but for others, Maharaj Parikshit personally recommends that one hears Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, nityam, always, by one's own effort, and with serious devotion also. That will help one to see the Lord, Sri Krishna, manifested in one's heart within no time. The pseudo-devotee, however, is very anxious to see the Lord according to his whims, not making any serious effort to hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and without detachment from material benefit. That is not the way recommended by an authority like Maharaj Parikshit, who heard and benefited by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Shindata Shraddhaya Nityam Granatascha Shachestitam Kalena Nati Dirkena Bhagavan Visite Hridi. Here the question of yesterday is answered, that it's not simply that one will automatically make progress in devotional service, that one will automatically get free from the modes of material nature. One has to work at it. Shacheshtita. Shacheshtita means effort. One has to make some effort in order to advance. Swacheshtita, one's own effort. Sometimes we request people to become Krishna conscious and surrender to Krishna, and they say yes when he desires. But he already desires. He's the one who said, Sarvadharman Pratyajam Mamikam Sharanabhaja. You nonsense, surrender to me. But there, when he desires. He's desiring since time immemorial, and you're refusing since time immemorial. And it will go on like that until we change. So swachesthita, it requires our own effort. Even one may have a bona fide spiritual master, but we have to cooperate with the spiritual master. Some effort on our side is required. Swachesthita. Not simply by our own effort, because we may endeavor for millions of years and not go anywhere. We're dependent on the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of the spiritual master. But a little cooperation from our side is also required. Swachesthita. So that's indicated here. One has to endeavor. One has to seriously endeavor. Then one can make advancement. Therefore, these instructions are being directed to us. Otherwise, there'd be no point. If it was all up to Krishna, and nothing from our side was required, there'd be no need of Vedic literature to tell us, do this, do that. We'd simply wait, and whenever he desired, you know, a flower or airplane would come down from the sky, and we'd go. So, swachesthita, some effort from our side is required, and therefore the Vedic literature is giving direction, do this, do this, do this, do this. The Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Chant, chant, chant. Prabhupada used to cite one cartoon. The wife is asking the husband, chant, chant, chant. And he's saying, can't, can't, can't. So, it's up to you. Chanting Hare Krishna is not a very difficult thing. But one has to agree. And one has to make a little endeavor also. What is it? God helps those who help themselves. So this is helping oneself to accept the directions of God and follow. So here, shinvata. What is that endeavor? We should endeavor to hear the message of Krishna vibrated by pure devotees of the Lord. Without endeavor, we may be able to hear so many vibrations from other kinds of people. But we should endeavor to be discriminating. If these people are materialists, these people are devotees. And we should try to hear from the devotees of the Lord, and not simply from people who earn a living by reciting Bhagavatam in a very superficially attractive manner, for earning a livelihood and pleasing the senses of the public. Shrinvata. One has to hear from those who have heard in the disciplic succession. One has to hear in that way. And Shrutaya. Here Prabhupada translates Shrutta as earnestness. Earnestness, eagerness to hear. One should be very eager and serious. Earnest. I must go back to Godhead. I must develop my Krishna consciousness. I must hear about Krishna. For one who is a serious This Shraddha sometimes Prabhupada translates as faith, sometimes earnestness here. One time I heard him translate it as interest. If you have no interest, how will you become Krishna conscious? What was it? Ashadadhana purushaya dharmasyasya purantita aprapyamam nivartante iti samsara marjana. Prabhupada lectured, he said the problem is that you have no interest. He was speaking to an audience in Canada, that you have no interest. Now, this is the problem, you have no interest in here. Shraddha. Shraddha means interest or faith. Let me hear. Or hear Prabhupada translate earnestness. If I have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that this sound vibration is as good as Krishna himself, then won't I be serious about hearing? Won't I be eager to hear? Earnest to hear? But if I'm faithless rascal, why should I hear? I may hear or not hear. But one who, just like if I announce that I'm giving away 1 lakh of rupees, then so many people will, when are you giving away that lakh of rupees? Where do I have to go? What do I have to do? People will be very interested. Even if I've advertised that I'm giving away a big bucket of rasgulla, people, well, where's that bucket of rasgulla? People will be interested. But if you think that Swami is probably a liar, what lack of rupees, what bucket of rasgulla, who cares? Then you won't be eager to pursue the matter. So, Shraddha, we should have faith and be very eager to hear the message of Krishna. Adyasitam purvataram adhi. The previous acharyas have followed this process very seriously. Paratma nishta. They had great faith in the personality of Godhead. And they were confident that by hearing the message of the personality of Godhead and serving the personality of Godhead, they could cross over the ocean, a very difficult ocean of material existence. By the service to the lotus feet of Krishna, I'll cross over the material existence. So they were very serious. Purvataram Mahabhi. Previous acharyas, previous great devotees, they were very serious about Krishna consciousness, about practicing it, and about preaching it. So we have to, if we have a similar interest that these great souls have taken up this path, let me follow them, then we'll also be very earnest, very serious about Krishna consciousness. Shinvata Shraddhaya Nityam. Not on again, off again. Regularly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And we have our program every day to hear about Krishna, every day to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, regularly, every day to chant Hare Krishna, Nityam Bhagavatam. not just nityam senses seva. And then every now and then, 1 week Bhagavad Saptah. Not like that. Every day, Bhagavad the same, Krishna the same. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Bhagavata Seva means serving the Lord and serving the devotees of the Lord. So, Shinvita Shraddhaya Nityam. Grinitas. Grinita means grasping the name. Grinnan. Grinnan means grabbing it, grasping it. What is that in Bhagavad Gita? Sparshan Grindam. So Grindam means grasping. So one has to grasp the subject matter. Grindam, taking it. Taking it very seriously. Shraddhaya Grinita. Very seriously taking up the matter. Svachayishtita. And making the effort to become Krishna conscious. Grinita. Grasping. But to grasp the matter, one has to associate with the devotees. One has to search out the bona fide spiritual master and hear from him. And one has to be willing to give up sense gratification. If you want to grasp something, that's all right, but what if you're already holding something? If you say, come on, I have 100 rupees, now grab it. But if I'm already grabbing something else, how will I grasp your 100 rupees? I'm already grasping something. So how will I grasp something else? Therefore, for one who's grasping on asadgraha, what is that? Sadasamudvigna dhyan, asadgraha. Sadhumanya, suravaryadehi. Yes. So, for one who's grasping that which is asat, that which is illusory, unreal, which has no substance, how will they grasp the substance? They're already grasping the illusion. Therefore, people have a difficult time grasping this philosophy. Because they've got a firm grasp on nothing. They think that they're holding on to something very valuable. There's nothing. But they can't open their hands and grasp reality. Because they're busy holding on to that which has no real existence. Asadgraha. Sadasamudvigna dhyan. And their minds are always agitated because they're trying to hold on to something which is illusion. So if I want to pick up the substance, then I have to put down the illusion. I have to give up my hold on illusion. that's required. Therefore, we have four niyams: no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, no meeting. Because if I'm holding on to those things, then how will I get the better thing? So one has to be willing, just like that Sanatana Goswami, when that man came to him, that I want that better thing than the touchstone. Then Sanatana Goswami, then throw away your touchstone. All right. When he agreed, then he got the better thing. So, therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Chariya. You give up this nonsense Vishaya. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, gratifying the senses as the business of life. And Shay Rasa Mantra. And get the real juice, Mukebalo Hari, chant Hare Krishna. So that requires some endeavor. I may not want to give up my nonsense, or I may not want to take up the practice, but a little effort is required. Such a hishtitam. And kalena nati dirgena. Then success will come. Not after a billion, trillion years. Nati dirgena. Not in a long time. Just like Krishna says, Atesham aham samudharta mitu samsara sagarat babami nati dat parta. Maya Vesha Chaitasa. For those who are always thinking of me, I'll deliver them from the ocean of material existence. When will you deliver? Not Chirad. Very quickly. Not after a long, long time. Soon. Soon. The guarantee is given by Krishna very soon. Of course, we don't expect that soon means, oh, now it's 10 o'clock, by 11 o'clock, I have to go back to Godhead. But very quickly, even Prabhupada used to give the time frame that in this one life we should try to become Krishna conscious. One life. Don't drag it on another lifetime, another lifetime, another lifetime. This lifetime, become Krishna conscious. Not you. Not you, dear. Don't procrastinate also. What is that? Dirga Sutri Cha. In the, what's that verse? Bhagavad Gita? The qualifications of the mode of ignorance are described. Dirga Sutri Cha. One of the qualifications, qualities of the mode of ignorance is that one is Dirga Sutri. Dirga Sutri, sutra means thread, and Dirga means long. So anything that could be done in 10 minutes, he does it in 10 years. Stretches it out, stretches it out. The spiritual master asks him to do something, then, have you done it yet? I'm just now afraid to do it. And a few days later, yes, I'm working on it. Just haven't started yet, but almost ready. Dirghasuddhi, procrastination. When is it? This is ignorance. Dirghasuddhi, letting everything hang to the last minute. So, rather, one should be very earnest, eager. Last minute may come at any moment. So let me become Krishna conscious at once, quickly. There was some lecture Prabhupada gave in 1967, something like that. It's on the tape. And Prabhupada said, I'm very pleased that, forget one of the devotees, Mr. Such and Such, he's asking me, that Swamiji, I want to become Krishna consciousness immediately. Prabhupada said, very good. Very good. That eagerness, that earnestness. I must become Krishna conscious immediately, soon, quickly, not later. That's what it is. What is that? That Rupa Goswami says that if they're selling Krishna consciousness in the marketplace, then go out and buy the whole stock. Go out and buy it at once. Then someone says, all right, I'm ready to buy it, but what is the price? Then the price is your eagerness. The price is your eagerness to have it. Oh, shuddha. Bhagavan, Vishuddhi. So what will be the result? That very soon, if one hears regularly from the authorized sources, if one makes a little endeavor to follow the directions of the Lord and the spiritual master, Bhagavan Vishuddhi. Vishuddha means enters. Or here Srila Prabhupada gives it, it becomes manifest. Krishna doesn't have to enter the heart, he's already within the heart. Ishra sarvabhutana hrideshi arjuna tisthati. But he becomes manifest. Chaitodarpanam arjuna. He's already there. But the mirror of the heart is covered. We can't see. But when the heart is cleansed, then one can see. Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. This cleansing process, chanting and hearing, is so powerful that if we regularly hear in the proper manner, through the parampara system, then we'll be able to see Krishna face to face. Not simply by going for a week to some popular recitation, but by systematically hearing under the direction of the authorized acharyas, the result is assured. Hare Krishna. Some question? Yes, Major.
You mentioned about hearing and chanting Krishna manifests in your heart.
Mm.
What would the signs, the symptoms be of that manifestation? How do you experience that? Is it an intangible experience? Is it something in the realm of...
Prabhupada said, just like we're seeing one another face to face.
Is in terms of form, is this
quality? Yes. Form means, seeing means form. The, just like tasting. So tasting means there must be some taste. Bitter, sweet, salty. So the object of the tongue is taste. And the objects of the object of vision is form. So the Lord has form, it's not formless. And one will be able to see Krishna face to face. Yam Shama Sundara Machinti Guna Sharita Govinda Nada. Yes. We said about Krishna has given his Vedic literatures for our understanding. We have to make the effort. In this connection, of course, I don't know whether it is related, but still, the brahmacharis have the tendency of reading more and more newer books. The thing is, Prabhupada says that I have given everything in this, but there are also the other literatures which is given in the parampara by the Goswamis or previous acharyas. Now, how much should we draw a line reading those also? And what should be the criteria? First thing is, have you read these books? Prabhupada's books. Have you read them? Before we go on to read all the other books being published, have we read these books? Have we studied them? Do we understand? Have we appreciated? Before we go on to read so many things, have we appreciated these books? Everyone is eager to take up calculus and trigonometry, but have you understood simple mathematics yet? That's the first thing. These books have so much value, and they've been specifically composed for the benefit of the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We shouldn't take it as a light thing. Yes, I've read them. Again and again we should read these books. That doesn't mean that nothing new can be read. But even in new books, who has written these books? Who has translated these books? And what is the subject matter of these books also? And what is our qualification for reading these books? Because there are so many books that are written by the Goswamis that are meant for the very advanced devotees, liberated devotees. So, are we those devotees? Or are we some other kind of person? Otherwise, new is not bad. It's like Parisari is giving diary of Srila Prabhupada, Satsrupa Maharaj is writing books about Krishna consciousness. So we're not in principle, oh, it's new, I can't read it. We haven't taken a vow. But on the other hand, it's not simply that because it's new, and especially if it's esoteric, and especially if it's very high level, then I have to read it. What is my qualification, first of all? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It's not simply by reading many books, Bahuna Shrutena, Namedhaya Na Bahuda Shrutena. It's not that Krishna becomes manifest, not just because you're very intelligent, or because you can hear it from so many different men, or read so many different books. But for one who is a sincere devotee and strictly following the process, Krishna will appear. So we should be a little discriminating. Is that okay? Prabhupada had one devotee who was a scholar, and he used to carry so many books. He used to travel with Prabhupada, and he would, traveling from place to place with Prabhupada, he'd have a big crate of books. So Prabhupada used to joke that you're just like an ass. The ass is carrying so many bricks, and you're carrying all of these books. So, it doesn't mean that because I've read so many books, or I have my library, there are so many books, so I must be a very advanced devotee. It may just mean that I'm an ass, that's all. Yes?
You explained in the beginning that to attain Krishna consciousness, it is not that it will come automatically, one has to endeavor.
Mm.
You also explain, just by endeavoring, you will not attain that stage. So, what is this causeless mercy money?
Papilata beach. Guru Krishna prasade paya papilata beach. We aren't specifically deserving of getting the seed of Krishna consciousness, but by his causeless mercy, Krishna sends the spiritual master to give us the clue, to give us the seed of devotional service. So that's Krishna's mercy. But then, if Krishna is giving his mercy, you have to take it. Just like a man is in a well, and you throw him down a rope. Help, help. All right, here's a rope, grab it. No, help, help. Grab the rope. No, help, help. Grab the rope, stupid. The spiritual master is giving his mercy, but we have to take the mercy. Krishna is giving his mercy, we have to pick it up. Otherwise, whose fault is it? Krishna's fault. Something must be up to us. Something else? Krishna, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Vishta karma nandena,
Vishta karma nandena,
Svanam avasagodham, Vunati shamanam Krishna, Sadirasyaya tasharat. That is, Srimad Bhagavatam enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. Purport. It is said that a single pure devotee of the Lord can deliver all the fallen souls of the world. Thus, one who is actually in the confidence of a pure devotee like Narad or Sukadeva Goswami, and thus is empowered by one's spiritual master, as Narada was by Brahmaji, can not only deliver himself from the clutches of mind or illusion, but can deliver the whole world by his pure and empowered devotional strength. The comparison to the autumnal rain that falls on muddy reservoirs of water is very appropriate. During the rainy season, all the waters of the rivers become muddy. But in the month of July, August, the autumn season, when there is a slight rainfall, the muddy waters of the rivers all over the world become at once clear. By addition of some chemical, a small reservoir of water, like that of a metropolitan waterworks tank, can be cleared. But by such a tiny effort, it is not possible to clear up all the reservoirs of water, like the rivers. A powerful, pure devotee of the Lord, however, can deliver not only his personal self, but also many others in his association. In other words, the cleansing of the polluted heart by other methods, like the culture of empiric knowledge or mystic gymnastics, can simply cleanse one's own heart. But devotional service to the Lord is so powerful that it can cleanse the hearts of the people in general by the devotional service of the pure, empowered devotee. A true representative of the Lord like Narada, Sukadeva Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and later Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, etc., can deliver all people by their empowered devotional service. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jnanam Pravishta Karna Randrena Svanam Bhava Sarurubam Dhunoti Shamanam Krishna Shalilasya Yatashara. First, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes here the qualifications of a pure devotee, or the strength of a pure devotee. By various methods like austerities and mystic yoga and so on, one may purify one's heart to a certain extent. Undoubtedly, these are all purifying methods, charity, austerity, penance, yoga, can. And to a certain extent, one can purify one's heart by these means. But by pure devotional service, by devotional service, one becomes so purified that not only can one completely cleanse one's own heart, but one can cleanse the hearts of others. Devotional service is so potent and purifying, because devotional service represents the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So here, the devotee becomes empowered by service to his own powerful spiritual master. And by following the instructions of the spiritual master, by the blessings of the spiritual master, one's heart is purified and one gets the power of attorney, to spread devotional service to Krishna to others. So the materialistic person can't even purify his own self. The non-devotee can't even purify his own self. Prahlad Maharaj also says that by various other means, one can't even fully purify one's own heart. Even if one becomes a Brahmin with all the brahminical qualifications, still one is not sufficiently pure. But even if one is a dog eater, if one is a devotee of the Lord, he becomes so pure that he can perform the sacrifice. A dog eater or such a low-born person, upon entering a sacrifice, pollutes the whole place. So that they have to start over again, just like sometimes if a low-class person enters a temple, then they wash down the whole temple, they shut the deity doors, they do some abhishek or something, purify the whole temple, wash it down with cow dung, and open up again. Because the person is so inauspicious by his dirty habits. But even a person from such a low-class background, if he becomes a devotee of the Lord, becomes so pure that he purifies such places. Therefore, when it came time for performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, Dvaitacharya offered the first play to Haridas Thakur. He was supposed to offer a plate of prasadam first to very purified Brahman. So he offered first to Haridas Thakur. And when Haridas Thakur protested that you're going to lose your brahminical qualities, your reputation, everything, because you're supposed to feed a qualified Brahman. So Dvaitacharya said, by feeding you, I'm feeding thousands of Brahmins. Because he's a pure devotee of Krishna. So the pure devotee of Krishna can even purify the polluted heart of the other conditioned souls by the power of his devotional service. Here, Srila Prabhupada mentioned such empowered devotees, just like Narad Muni. Narad Muni can travel all over the world and make even hunters and snakes and murderers into pure devotees. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami, six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, etc. So, etc. Just like one time Prabhupada was giving the names of Mahajans, the Dvadasa Mahajan, Brahma, Narada, Vrchida, Kumaras, Kapil Dev, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Ali, Sukadeva Goswami, Yamaraj. So in this way, 12 Mahajans. So then the devotee said, yes, and you're the 13th Mahajan, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, and you're the 14th. So by the grace of a pure devotee, one also can be purified. By sincere efforts to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one realizes his constitutional relationship with the Lord and the transcendental humor of servitude, friendship, paternal affection, or conjugal love. And by such self-realization, one becomes situated at once in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Not only were all the pure devotees like Narada self-realized souls, but they were engaged in preaching work automatically by spiritual impetus, and thus they delivered many poor souls entangled in the material modes. They became so powerful because they sincerely followed the Bhagavatam principles by regular hearing and worshipping. By such actions, the accumulated material lusts, etc., become cleansed by the personal endeavor of the Lord within the heart. The Lord is always within the heart of the living being, but he becomes manifested by one's devotional service. O Bhava Sudodhanam, Svara Bhava. Every living being has a particular relationship with the Lord. In one of these five rasas, and by self-realization, one can become situated in loving service to the Lord in one of those relationships. It's indicated here that this happens not, this will happen automatically by one's devotional service. It's not that in the immature stage, simply by pursuing such a relationship, it will appear. It has to appear at its mature stage. Specifically, one's heart has to be purified by regular hearing and chanting and so on. Shamala means dirty things. Material qualities like kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsarya, lust, anger, avarice, hankering. If all this junk is within the heart, then where's the question of acting or realizing one's eternal confidential relationship with the Lord? That's not possible. As long as the heart is cluttered with all of this unwanted dirt, such a relationship can't be seen, can't be realized, can't be relished. one has to become free from all these things. So that is possible by hearing Karna Randrena Krishna Pravishta. Krishna enters within the heart, enters within the heart of the devotee through the ear. So we have to hear the transcendental sound vibration, as mentioned yesterday's verse, nityam, by regularly hearing in the standard system of devotional service under the guidance of the bona fide acharya. One can be purified of all these unwanted things within the heart. And when the heart is purified, then within one's purified heart, these realizations will naturally come about. Dhrunoti, the Lord cleanses the heart. Vidhunoti suhitsatana, nashtabhis. And then one can become engaged in devotional service of the Lord. And it's indicated here that in that pure devotional service, one can spontaneously get the impetus, spiritual impetus, for preaching devotional service. The more one becomes advanced in devotional service, the more one can experience that impetus from the Lord to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. Purification of the heart by culture of knowledge or mystic yoga may be all right for the time being for an individual person, but it is like the cleansing of a small quantity of stagnant water by chemical processes. Such clarification of water may stand for the time being and the sediment settle down, but by a slight agitation, everything becomes muddy. The idea is that devotional service to the Lord is the only method of cleansing the heart for good, whereas other methods may be superficially good for the time being. There's a risk of becoming muddy again due to the agitation of the mind. Devotional service to the Lord with specific attention for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and always is the best recommended method for liberation from the clutches of illusion. So these other methods of purification are effective to a certain